This is Brian Hill, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Wednesday, so we're going to talk some comic books. Speaking of books, all week we have Amazon favorite author Curtis Vanderpool, author of Giving Up Sunday, a good friend of mine. Curtis, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back.
We love having you here. It's been an awesome week. We've had some really cool talks and conversations, and it's been...
Yeah, I'm not near the expert on some of these things that you are, so I feel a little bit out of my element, but I enjoy it.
Good,
it's fun.
Good. It's to make up for all those like late night conversations that you and Wiggy would have, and I'm just like,
Yeah, sorry. Uh-huh. Sorry.
That's what it's all about, though.
That's
it's about
true.
Learning and stuff.
Absolutely.
So you talk about being out of your element a little bit. You're not a comics guy. You're never really exposed to it or anything, right?
Right. Yeah, the closest I got to it was when I was a little kid. Every time we went to see my grandma, she'd take me to this big arcade. And I bought comic books with my tickets because that was about the only halfway decent, like, cool thing there. But I just never read them. I wanted to. I really wanted to like comics, but I just didn't do it.
Yeah. It's we're working on it.
Yeah.
We're getting there. And that's something we'll get into in a second. But you do watch the movies.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we talked movies a little bit yesterday, but comic movies. Are you more of a Marvel or DC guy?
Are you okay with me having a very sharp opinion on this?
Yes.
I am Marvel 100%. The DC movies are... awful
they
compared
just can't
to
get
Marvel.
Their grounding on
no.
a lot of them.
DC is great at some things. I've really enjoyed DC in some areas, but not in cinema at all. So
I mean, I can't argue with that. I mean, you know, you look at the impact of when you walked out of Batman versus Superman,
yeah,
and Superman died. You walked out. Are you caught up on Marvel movies?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just making sure. That feeling you get when you walk out of Infinity War.
Yeah.
And you just feel like someone like ran over your dog. Like it's
dude, it's just every time Marvel's come out with a movie, I remember when they came out with, you know, Captain America. And I was like, how are they going to make Captain America interesting? Like, you know, he was created, you know, 50, 60 years ago. He was interesting for that time, but he doesn't really fit with Thor, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was like, how are they going to make him interesting? And they totally did. And then the Avengers came out for the first time, and I was like, how are they going to follow, like, seven leading characters and make it interesting? And they did. And then Infinity Wars comes out, and I'm like, how are they going to follow 30 leading characters and make it good? And they did.
Yeah. Here like, we are 20 movies in.
They have rarely ever let me down.
Yeah. There's definitely some that are better than others.
Oh, yeah.
But even a bad Marvel movie...
it's still enjoyable.
Yeah.
My least favorite is Guardians 2, and I still had fun.
See, Thor Ragnarok's my least favorite.
That's my second least favorite,
like,
so...
I recently rewatched Ultron. Ultron was low on my list, but it was on... I was stuck at a hotel in Clovis the other day. And... what's it, Clovis? Yeah. And it was on, and I watched it, and it's better after... because when I saw it, I was like, man, this is just, like, a preview of Phase 3.
Mm-hmm.
But after watching all the Phase 3 movies, it's like, oh, okay, yeah. They did perfect setting up Ragnarok, even though Ragnarok didn't quite deliver what I wanted, but setting up Civil War, setting up you know, all these other films, they did a really great job of all of that.
Well, and we don't have to get into this because this is more yesterday's conversation, but and then you just talk about all the ways that they weave their TV series into it. Like, Ultron changed... Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. The next season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was completely affected by Ultron. I mean, it's just... it's masterful what they've done.
Yeah, and it's how they keep up with it.
There's so much to... so many plates to spin and balls to juggle, and they do it.
Even, like, catching their own fault. Because, you know, there's a big thing about how the Infinity Gauntlet was in the first Thor, but in Ragnarok, when Hela walks by, she's like, oh, that's a fake. Like, they fix their own problems.
Yes, they do.
Which is awesome. And delightful. And, you know, I think it shows a certain level of maturity, almost, that, you know, they're willing to be like, hey, yeah, we kind of messed up here. We're going to do this to fix it. We're going to make it better. And that's kind of something that you hit on in your book, too, about, you know, these are problems that need to be addressed. These are problems that as we've gotten older, we see the, you know, and it, some of them are just, oh, they're two Infinity Gauntlets, and some of them are bigger than that. Mm-hmm. But that, you know, in your book, you hit on it a little bit. Kind of, if you want to, for a second, talk about the how that all ties in.
Well, the very first line of the book is, change is a part of life. I mean, that's just who we are. And as a species, like, we are constantly changing and developing, and you can say evolving. I do. For some reason, that's a hot topic for Christians, using the word evolving. But we're constantly evolving and changing. And the church doesn't want to, because they've hunkered down into what they know, and they want to stick with that because that's the safe spot. But life and relationships, and especially God, if you believe in one, is going to be so much bigger than just black and white. Mm-hmm. You can't put them in a box. You can't contain them in a book. He's going to be bigger than that. And so you've got to learn to accept things that you've done poorly, or things that need to change, and say, okay, how can we make this better, and move forward into something that is beneficial, yeah, rather than clinging to something that feels safe.
I think that's a lesson DC can learn from, too, that they're finally starting to kind of get to. Because all their movies, it's that same, we're going to be dark and gritty.
Yes.
And
yeah, everyone.
And not, you know, I mean, most Marvel movies are upbeat, but some are a little more upbeat than others. And, you know, and we've seen how well, I mean, yes, the DC movies make money.
Yeah.
Did Justice League make what Avengers Infinity War made?
No,
not at all.
No.
And so, yeah, I mean, that's kind of, just because something kind of works for you doesn't mean that it...
Yeah.
Works.
Well, and you were talking about Thor Ragnarok. Like, I read that going into Infinity Wars, they wanted Thor to have that. I mean, in Thor Ragnarok, Thor was a totally different person.
Yeah.
He went from, like, serious.
He went from Shakespeare to surfer.
Yes, like slapstick comedy.
Yeah.
And then I read that they wanted him to be that same Thor in Infinity Wars, and he was like, whoa, that's not Thor.
Yeah.
And so they changed it, and they kind of blended it. They made him comical, they made him more relaxed and relatable, but they also made him very serious.
Yeah.
Like the hero that he is.
Yeah.
So they were able to learn from their mistakes and move forward and say, okay, we're gonna change this to make it better.
Yeah. And I don't know, I think that's not only fan service, but also the right thing, the grown up thing to do, you know, admit your faults and stuff.
Yeah.
We talked at the top of the show how we're trying to remedy your exposure to comics.
Working on it, yeah.
We're going to announce here, we're starting soonish, probably first part of next year, we're going to have a new series where I'm going to make him read a comic book, and then we're going to talk about, you know, what it means, what it stands for,
yeah,
if it's true to characters and things. We've already read our first story.
Yeah.
And that was Superman Red Son, which is...
It was so good.
Right? One of the best, not just Superman, but one of the best stories ever.
It was so good, man.
What your quick takeaways from that story? What were some of the highlights that made you say, you know, wow, this is what comics can do. Okay.
Oh, man. Well, again, kind of like I said about, which this is DC, but like I said about the Marvel movies, they just had so many leading characters with huge storylines all blending into one, and you cared about all of them. You could see the hero and the villain, like we talked about yesterday, the hero and the villain in each person, in Superman and in Lex Luthor, and I mean, just it was just so captivating. And then, no spoilers, but the way that they brought it all together in the end, I literally at 11:30 at night, while my wife is asleep next to me, I literally dropped it and was like, holy junk, that was good. So I loved it. I'm really excited about this new thing that we're going to be doing.
Yeah, it's going to be good, and we're going to have a lot of cool, other cool books, Marvel, DC. I got all sorts of good stuff.
And it'll
stuff
be good to
you.
Have someone who like knows literally every little thing about it, and someone who's coming at it with very fresh eyes.
Yeah, and so be on the lookout for that. We're still toss around names and stuff, which, if you have any thoughts or good ideas for names or bad ideas, you know, it may inspire us. We'd love to hear from them. You can find me everywhere. Just look for The Night Nerd, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Just really about anything, whatever you want. Curtis, they want to find you out there. Where do they need to look?
Check me out at my website and my blog. That's curtisvanderpool.com. Curtis is with a K. I'm very emphatic about that. People spell it wrong all the time, but it's with a K. Catch me on Twitter at KD Vanderpool or Instagram, Curtis Vanderpool. Or if you just want to talk or have a question, feel free to email me at curtis@curtisvanderpool.com.
Yes. And again, make sure to go check out his book on Amazon, Giving Up Sunday. You can get it digitally right now. Physical copy's coming soon. It's a solid, solid read. Definitely gets the brain going, and we're really, really excited about it. But that's going to do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.